this the Glass Menagerie?
This is Glass Animals. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
I think you should be. I really have no bearing, and I'm really just... I'm going off on the Glass Menagerie, and it has nothing to do with this music. It's totally fine with me. I just hate the Glass Menagerie, and I really am sick of people auditioning with it. Anyway.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian over there going on his musical tangent. Like I said, I guess, well, like you said, more than
even
one.
Even if I don't know it, I'll still go on a tangent.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
But I'm excited. I'm thrilled for going to my first concert since the beginning of the pandemic tonight.
Good for you.
Checking out the Sylvie for the first time. So.
Oh, I'm told that's great.
Yeah, I've been told it's a great venue, and I get a chance to experience it tonight. But
I almost went to go see the record company when they were there.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So close.
So close.
But I mentioned at the end of the last segment, before we get to the caller, I do want to point out the idea that Ron Johnson had. And one, I have to, it's news. It's newsworthy because he actually had an idea.
Stop the presses.
Stop everybody.
Stop the
presses. Actually had
Let's
an
hear
idea.
It. But to be fair,
it's better than gargling.
He didn't think about the idea before spouting it out of his mouth at the town hall, apparently.
Not even a little bit.
As he was saying it, he even later admitted, this is the first time I'm thinking about this. Maybe we should look into it a little bit more.
Yeah. Good job.
That's when you know it's a bad idea.
This is from the liberallyingmadison.com, apparently. See if you can spot any lies. And if you do, please call us at 844-967-2789. Because if you have a lie here, I'd like to know. Because you can't just say you're a liar and not say what you're lying about, unless you're an a-hole or a Republican, apparently. Anyway, Senator Ron Johnson on Tuesday called for mothers receiving public assistance to help other mothers by staffing the child care centers attending their children. He said so for the second time since 2016. This isn't the first time he's had this stupid idea. Despite Wisconsin law prohibiting state subsidy payments from going to a certified child care provider where an employee's child receives care. Here's his stupid quote. When you have mothers on different kinds of public assistance, to me, an elegant solution would be, why don't we have them staff child care for other mothers? I think there's an imaginative solution there.
And this is to the question that was asked by one of the callers in the telephone town hall was about lowering the price of child care. And this is his answer. Not like...
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea.
It's a stupid idea. Again,
it's just...
most people who are on government assistance are working.
Yeah.
They're working.
Yeah, normally they're working and they need the government assistance because of the fact
but you'd have
that
to
the
leave
jobs
the
that they're
job
working
to go and get the other job to work in the child
right,
care to go and get the thing.
But the job that they're working is not paying them enough, which is why they need government assistance to pay for the child care.
You don't understand the problem, do you, Ron Johnson?
No, Ron Johnson is so out of touch.
What have you been doing? Honestly, what the hell have you been doing if you haven't figured this out? You said this in 2016 and you don't know it by now?
And how
stupid are you?
And he jumped on the bandwagon blaming Democratic policies for high gas prices. And I would bet money, Brian, that Ron Johnson could not tell you the cost of some of the average staples that you or I and a regular family goes to the grocery store and buys on a weekly basis. I can guarantee you Ron Johnson probably doesn't know the price of a gallon of milk right now here in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That's how out of touch he is. He thinks that the child care problem, if we take some of the mothers that are on public subsidies and get them to work in the child care facilities, that will solve this problem. It's upsetting, but it's
no
it's,
idea no. what it's like to be a human being and has not had to have the sufferings of what an actual human being does for a really long time. Before I maybe take us off the air FCC-wise, let's go to Bill in Oconomowoc and see what he has to say.
Good afternoon. I really like your topic again. Here's something you said that I think you got to stand on real strong. We don't even need to talk to the Republicans. They got their own language, gibberish. It's like a bunch of little kids. Why do we even give them an audience? Because they don't deserve an audience. You know, their insanity is over the top. They insult all of our intelligence, making us look like we're as stupid as them. Fortunately, we're not. We can see through it. I wonder, I'd like to ask Matt Flynn or our legal eagle what they thought of a statewide referendum addressing Voss and all his money-wasting false investigation that's costing us millions. because that's the cost of this insanity. It's even cost lives because of his nonsense with the masks. And if we don't address it, it just gets worse. I would expect the Democrats to address it, but maybe they can't have a quorum. They don't have enough people. But this gavel in, gavel out, that's just BS. Thanks for enlightening people and keep talking about it, because that we cannot tolerate. We're ground zero in the country. You know, all the crazy politics happens right here. So if it does, maybe we need to get crazier above them and say, look, we're firing all you guys. You're fired. Just like, you know, they do that nonsense.
Lock them out. Now, have the Dems show up an hour early and lock them out. That's it. Have the Dems show up an hour early, lock them out, and choose your own speaker, gavel in, and there you go. You got a new session. Governor will go and do it. Why not?
They've got as much ground to stand on as Voss is going to try to have when he tries to decertify the election.
I'm serious. What kind of a person votes for people that don't go to work?
The people that don't know that they're not going to work, Brian. There's we're talking about this, the struggles of Wisconsinites and Americans that they've got so much on their plate that they're not necessarily mainlining all of this news the way that you or I do when we're prepping for this show. But the fact that they can skate by because not enough Wisconsinites are paying attention, it is upsetting.
That's where you, the listener, come in. You folks who are listening right now, you have to go and talk to your friends, friends that don't vote, and just say, friends that do vote, and just say, hey, look, this isn't right. It has nothing to do with whether it's Republican or Democrat. It's just, if you go and get a job as a representative, and you're totally fine with gaveling in and gaveling out, and you're done with 10 months left in the year, that's not right no matter what. That's not right no matter what. And you have to do it that way. This isn't about liberal or conservative. It's about what's right and what's best for actual democracy. Because none of what they're doing is actually solving any of the problems that we have come up with or that we try to address in this state. We got a minute left. Let's go to Mark from the SAC.
Well, I just couldn't help but think when he saw that. Then he got an idea, an awful idea. Johnson had a wonderful, awful idea. I'm kind of paraphrasing from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I mean, this pops into his head and it comes out of his mouth, and his heart has shrank five sizes since he took office, I think. He just has no clue. Like you said, he has no clue what a gallon of milk costs. He probably doesn't really have a clue how much a gallon of gas costs. I mean,
I used to drink beer with the guy. He used to be a decent human being. And I don't think he thinks that I think he genuinely thinks he's trying to help, but I think he has no clue what it's like to be a real human being and got voted in on a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
And he's staying there.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it feels like, Brian. I'm going to miss you, buddy, in these next couple days.
I'll be unconscious.
I know you'll be unconscious, and I'm hoping you're going to have a speedy recovery, Brian. But, folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Brian, if you try to work over the next 2 days, I'm going to slap you. That's all I have to say about that. If you miss any portion of this...
and yet?
Well, you're so far away, so I can't slap you. But I will this time. Adios.